Nearly 3 dozen people died last year from unregulated drugs in Comox Valley, according to a provincial database. According to the BC Coroner's Service, 33 people died in the 2023 year. The database tracks accidental deaths caused by substances including fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, and MDMA. Medications that were not prescribed to the deceased person were also counted as unregulated drug deaths. While 33 people died, the Comox Valley saw fewer deaths than the year before. The previous year was a record-setting year, with 5 more people who died from unregulated drugs. It had the highest number of deaths in Comox Valley of any, going back to 2016. In February, Island Health gave the green light for Comox Valley to introduce a safe inhalation site. The project is not operating yet, but coordinator Tyja McClucky told the record the site would save lives going forward. The effort to introduce the site came after she witnessed countless overdoses and the passing of 2 clients at the Connect Center. Deaths fell in Comox Valley last year, but the same cannot be said of the province. Read also, 8 Courtenay residents charged with trafficking downtown. Provincial problems. The province of British Columbia saw 2,511 unregulated drug deaths last year. It marked the 4th year in a row that unregulated drug deaths set a new record. Deaths were up 5%, or roughly 130 more people. The townships with the most deaths were Vancouver, Surrey, and Greater Victoria. Together they made up roughly 40% of all passings in the province. Vancouver had 644 people die, Surrey had 231 and Greater Victoria had 168. Men made up 3 out of 4 deaths across the province. The majority of people who died were between the ages of 30 and 59. Passings mostly happened indoors. There is no indication that prescribed safer supply is contributing to unregulated drug deaths, the report from the BC Coroner's Service said. In 2023, hydromorphone was detected in only 3% of unregulated drug deaths that have undergone testing. With files from Mark Kitteringham. Newsletter. Sign up for Comox Valley News to your email.